Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Allie said that they would get darker in about an hour.
Well, they're getting there. They're starting to get darker
now. Do you notice that they're getting darker?
I haven't noticed yet.
I have noticed, especially it's up around where the sleeve ends. That's where it was really white.
Yeah, she said I would have a golfer's tan.
Yeah, no, it looks good. Did anybody win the Mega Millions last night?
No.
No.
I didn't. I mean.
No, it doesn't look like anybody did because it's up to $319 million.
Ooh. Nice.
Okay. Well, nice that it's up that high, but not so nice because we didn't win it. So those are sort of a catch-22 there. Al, and you got Powerball tonight, $116 million, so we'll see if one of us wins the lottery. Why not?
See you, boys.
Yeah, right. Let's go to Joe in Yonkers, who joins us this morning. What's up, Joe?
Hey, good morning, boys.
Hey, man.
Just so you guys know, I didn't win the Mega Millions. I'm at work this morning.
Yeah. Next time.
I'm a truck driver. I'm a truck driver, and I wanted you guys to know that I listen to you every single morning, and between 6 and 10, it's the best time of my day.
Oh, thanks, Joe. Appreciate that, man.
Thank you, guys. I wanted to let you know that I'd comment quickly on the dream thing that Boomer was talking about. There's two dreams. One dream that I love is seeing family members that have passed on, and getting to see them again is pretty awesome. But then there's a bad dream that I get sometimes, and sometimes I get like where I can't move, but I'm awake.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's ever experienced that.
Yeah, twice in my life. It's called sleep paralysis. It has happened to me. It is one of the freakiest things, and it happened in such a long period of time in between. The first time, I was like 12, and then the second time, I was 27, and it only happened twice, and it's so messed up, man, it freaks the hell out of you, because you're up, and you can't move, and you're sleeping, and you're like looking around in a room, and it's like half real, half fake. It blows your mind.
It's only happened to me three times in my entire life. I'm in my mid-30s, and it's just something that I can't explain. I don't know what triggers that, but it's something I don't want to experience ever again.
No, it's really bad and scares the hell out of you. And you, like, go to scream, and you can't, and you go to try to move your arms, and you can't. It's something I looked up and read about. I think we've even brought it up on the show once before, and people have called about it. It's scary. It is sleep paralysis. Thank God I don't have to deal. People have to deal with that all the time. I couldn't even imagine what that would be like. Only twice in my entire life. Any of you guys ever experienced that?
I've never had that.
Yeah, not
Damn,
good.
Me neither.
Not good.
This nightmare that I had last night, it doesn't happen often. It may happen like once every 6 or 7 months.
Where you have a nightmare that you wake yourself up from.
Yeah, yeah. And this was a weird one. Like, and I don't know why I was thinking Kill Bill 2. And I don't know why I was thinking, well, I know why I was thinking Matt and Chara.
Mm-hmm.
But in the trailer with the venomous snake and Char going to rip out Matt's eyes.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, somebody sent me a picture of that fight last night.
Well, that's where it comes from, of course.
And Char has got this horrific look on his face like, I'm going to just murder the hell out of you. And Matt is like, I can see a Matt's face like, what the hell am I doing this again for? I know that, you know, I got to be the guy because, you know, that's my job. And
yeah. Someone else pick up the slack around here for once, huh?
Right.
Someone else fight this giant.
Yeah, let's go to Andrew in Southington, Connecticut, I think. Andrew, what's happening?
Hey, boys, it's Southington, Connecticut. How you doing?
Oh,
hey.
Southington. Okay, good. What's happening?
Hey, so just ever since you guys started talking about swingers and Adirondack chairs, I'm just surfing Instagram or Twitter, and I have ads like crazy for Adirondack chairs. And I've never spoken the words Adirondack chair.
Yep.
And so, you know, it's all over. They're listening to us. And the other day, I'm in the shower, just taking a shower, listening to the show, because that's when I listen sometimes. And yep. My wife's in there, and one of the swingers calls up, and my wife walks in the bathroom, and she's like, "What are you listening to?" I'm like, "Boomer and Geo, I've been listening to this my whole life, or just 14 years." And she's like, "Oh my gosh, what are they talking about?" And so that was my week last week.
Thanks. Wow, you know, you're welcome, but you know, now you have an interesting conversation with your wife.
Right, exactly. You know, talk about an icebreaker.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do it yourself. We did it for you. Brought it right up. Yeah, that whole thing, I mean, it is scary how that works. You look down at the phone, somebody says something, you say something, you're listening to something, and then it pops up in your Instagram feed or
that
your
happened
social
to me
media
the other
feed.
Day. One of my employees gave me a bike shirt that said, "Watch out for old men on a bike." And he told me that he got it for me for my birthday. And next thing I know, that is popping up on my phone.
Yeah.
That exact shirt was popping up on my phone.
Yeah, I mean, I used to get freaked out about it, but now it's just so common that I just know that everybody's listening. They're all in our stuff.
They're listening. Speaking of the Islanders, Roger in Plainfield. Roger, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
All right, get it off your chest, Biggs. What's going on?
Hey, so Boomer, I saw that picture you were talking about with Chara. He looked like he wanted to murder Martin.
Right, am I right? So maybe that's what started the whole nightmare scenario.
Yeah, it was so scary. And I'm a big Ranger fan, so I'm glad, you know, that we're on top and you know, they're doing what they're supposed to do. And good morning to you, GL.
Hey,
and
what's up there, Roger?
You know what's pissing me off, too, guys, is these NBA and baseball players, they play and not play when they feel like it, looks like to me. Like, back in the day in the sports, guys would play hurt. I'm sure you played with concussions, Boomer. You know what I mean? And guys now, they don't play. They don't play hurt. Oh, I hurt my ankle. I'm out.
Yeah, it's a whole day. It's a different world. There's no question about it. I would also say that the training techniques are a lot better. The understanding of the injuries are a lot better.
Yeah.
A lot of this maintenance stuff is doing luxury. We tend to forget that Kevin Durant, you know, tore his Achilles. You know, he actually hurt his calf, then came back and tore the Achilles. So everybody is, you know, worried about that leg. And when you see him, he's so thin. And you wonder, like, he is like a walking tendon.
Yeah.
Like, there's no fat or anything.
Walking
tendon.
Tendon.
What do you think his BMI is?
Yeah, I know. Probably less than
negative
zero.
Negative three?
So I heard a caller overnight to Sal Licata, similar thing. These guys are soft today. They don't play through injuries. Aaron Judge this, Kevin Durant that. But one of the things that we tend to forget when we talk about this is that the organizations are the ones that are generally guilty of this.
But they're paranoid.
It's not the players that are soft. Like the maintenance days and stuff, that all started because Greg Popovich said, "I want to make sure these guys are fresh for the postseason." It's not normally the players. Now, yes, Kyrie Irving, he ended up leaving on his own a few times. But it's not normally the players that are like, "I don't want to play today." It's the organizations protecting their investment.
Well, James Harden, I think, is a prime example because that guy always wants to play.
Sure.
And now all of a sudden he's got a little bit of a hamstring. And, you know, they're MRIing his ass off. He's probably got a hole in his hamstring because he's had so many MRIs on
sure.
the damn thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have better techniques also to understand these injuries. And the athletes today, I mean, are in such better shape than I believe we were. I mean, a lot of the athletes when I played, you know, like Keith Hernandez was talking about this the other night. You know, after games, we go out and have beers and party and have a great time, smoke some cigarettes, and probably do some other recreational things. You know, the same thing I would say with my group. Same year, same time, you know, we'd go out, we'd have a good time.
Yeah.
And we weren't fixated on our bodies 24/7, 365, the way today's athletes are.
Yeah, I mean, and think about...
And plus the money wasn't
Well, that's
what
the
it is
thing.
Now.
Yeah, it's a humongous money. If you're a general manager, your job is tied to the success of the team. You need your best players to be there in the postseason. And you got to make sure that you win or you're going to get fired. So it's just this big domino deal where if a guy's making $40 million a year in the NBA and then you have a back-to-back and you're playing the Orlando Magic, it's like, hey, you know, he doesn't have to sit. He doesn't have to play tonight. He could have a maintenance day.
When that whole thing started, not so much the Spurs, but I remember it was LeBron James. And, you know, they had the back-to-back. And I remember they were going to Memphis and they said he wasn't playing. And then I went off saying, wait a minute, timeout. If I'm a LeBron James fan and I live in Memphis and I'm buying his sneakers and I'm buying his jerseys and I'm buying this and I'm buying that and LeBron this and LeBron that, I want to see him play. I'm buying a ticket specifically for that game. And you're telling me that you're maintaining him out of the game?
Well, the NBA.
The NBA did something about it to try to spread the schedule out and all that other stuff. Because, like I said in a previous Sports Minute, Adam Silver is a pretty smart guy.
Well, he also knows, penalizing teams if they rest their stars on the road.
Right. You know, and I wonder if he has had any interaction with the Nets with all these guys missing games.
Well,
it doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal. You know why? Because nobody around here cares about them.
Well, the only
except
one
except for about 10 people.
I guess the only one you could really kind of question would be the Kyrie Irving absences, but then they say personal matter, and you can't question it.
Right.
Because the other two are injuries.
It seems like they're legitimate, is what I'm saying.
And there's also fewer people going to the games, not like sellouts and that type of thing. So that's a part of it as well. Let's go to BJ, who's in Atlanta. What's up, BJ?
Hey, folks. How you guys doing?
All right, good, BJ, man. What's happening?
Can't start my day without you. So
that's what I'm talking about.
But I have the answer to the 5 strikeouts.
Okay, so 4 strikeouts, 0 for 4, 4 strikeouts, golden sombrero, 0 for 5, 5 strikeouts is what?
The Olympic rings.
The Olympic rings.
Or what
rings.
You said, Dio, you said platinum, you just threw it out there, but it's either or.
Okay,
but mostly
so
it's the Olympic rings.
The Olympic rings. Okay, very good. I hadn't heard that before. I thought the platinum sombrero made sense when you threw it out there, Boomer. And thanks, BJ. We appreciate it. Had you heard the Olympic rings before at all the years of watching baseball?
No.
Never. But you know what? I'm going to use it now.
I go by with what Keith Hernandez says. Whatever he says goes.
Sure.
To me, that's the Bible right there.
Absolutely.
You go, like the other night, he called one of the curveballs a snapping tuna.
Snapping turtle?
No, snapping tuna.
Oh, snapping
that's
tuna.
That's what you call a snappy tuner. A tuna, snappy tuna, I think he said. And Gary lost it. Because it was all these hook curveballs.
Sure.
And I love it. You know, I love the fact that, you know, Keith could still refer back to the old sayings they used to have. And,
sure.
And it's still relevant today. And it's fun.
Tommy in Massapequa. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
Hey, Booms, try to keep it clean. It's a family show, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. I don't know what I say. What did I say?
Snappy tuna.
Snappy tuna, okay.
Hey, just talking a little bit about Aaron Judge. First off, love the guy as a person. But he's up for a contract in 2 years. And to be honest with you, I don't know that I commit big dollars and make this guy a Yankee for the rest of his life. You know, at 25, it's the only time that he's ever played a full season. And I think we're basing his whole career and his greatness off of that one season. And if you look at every other year beyond that, the guy is rarely on the field. I mean, I think he's played like 60% of the games at the most from that point on.
Yeah, you know, Tommy, I mean, this is what I was trying to tell Boomer the last time when he was out a couple games with the side soreness, Aaron Judge. And then, you know, I mentioned how Yankee fans feel like every time he's off the field that you're not going to see him for a couple months. And you were getting on me when he came back and you're like, oh, I thought Aaron Judge was out for a couple months. I'm getting that take and that feeling from how Yankee fans feel. Like, so Aaron Judge gets pulled out of the game last night in the ninth inning with soreness, and he got Tommy in Massapequa. He's calling up the Yankees win, but what's on his mind? Aaron Judge staying healthy, giving him a contract. Is he going to be here? Is he going to be the great player that... So it's like all of this, for lack of a better term, because I know it's a serious thing, but all this like Aaron Judge injury PTSD that people have the second they see him come off the field, they're like, all right, well, we're not going to see him until the end of August or September. So it's just... You know, you're just waiting for the next one.
I mean, he came out of the game with lower body soreness.
I know. It's ridiculous, man. I mean,
they need to start terming these injuries something else.
Or just, like...
Like, I'm sore just sitting here, but I show up every day.
And lower body soreness. I know you're sore. Side soreness.
I know you're sore.
I'm always sore, yeah.
You're sore because you have that long commute.
Well, I'm sore also because I carried that 10-pound pot of chili to my car yesterday.
Did you hurt your back?
No, it's actually, I got a little bit of arm soreness, like in here, like because I don't use those muscles ever, or any muscles, really. But those muscles I was using to carry.
How about the love muscle?
The what? The love muscle?
Yeah.
Am I using my love muscle? What happened to you today? No.
Not either, huh?
So yeah. No, but I'm carrying the whatchamacallit, the big vat of chili, and it's like in my forearms here. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, it hurts like when you do curls for the first time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Curls are these, right?
Yeah. That's, yeah.
That's sort of what it felt like. But there's a video.
If you had like 10-pound weights in here, dumbbells, and you did curls, let's say 3 sets out, what do you normally do for your curl sets?
I like to do 3 sets of 12. 12 reps. 12 reps. I don't know.
Total of 36.
Yeah, 36.
Any reason why?
I always just heard like you do 12, 10, and 8. like, and you up the weight each time. So,
right, yeah.
Yeah, so I always would just do 12. But if I didn't have a lot of weights laying around, I would just do sets of 12.
Right. So if he did like three sets of 12 with what's your normal weight?
I like 20 pounds.
So if Gio did three sets of 12,
yeah,
with 20-pound dumbbells, would the next day he come in like with rigor mortis, stuck like this with his arms bent up?
Yeah, he'd be very sore.
That's what I feel like today, just carrying that chili. That was a heavy pot.
It was a heavy pot. It was a nice pot, too.
It was a nice pot. Am I supposed to give that pot back?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah, he's probably got plenty of pots.
Because it's a nice pot. I have it in my
car.
Good
ladle. Nice ladle.
The ladle's back in the office. I wasn't sure what to
do with that.
Why
didn't you take the ladle?
Well, because the ladle, I felt like we had a ladle at home.
So you think we need a ladle here now?
No, it's not that. It's just that I would have had to go and wash it off. And then, like, the pot, I had to duct tape shut.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I couldn't put the ladle in the pot because there wasn't a little indentation.
You put that in the back seat of your car and you...
No, front seat.
Oh, no, that was a front seat, passenger seat, and you put the seatbelt on.
I did. It was great. Worked great.
Well, you had to, because if you didn't, I think that pot was heavy enough that the beeping would still keep going if you did not hook in the seatbelt.
Absolutely correct.
Like when you put something in the front seat and it's heavy and the sensor realizes
it's a human, yeah.
And all of a sudden the thing beeps.
Not a human. I go, not a human, idiot car. That's what I like to say to it. Like, it's not a human. It's just a pot of chili. No, but I plugged in the seatbelt, buckled it up, and then, it was fine. It was great. And drove home. It didn't even move. And that tape, by the way, that Gorilla tape worked great on that pot. I could actually lift it up by the top hand.
I have some of that flex paste. We could have flex pasted it together.
Well, then that would have been tough to get it off.
Right.
Gorilla tape, I just ripped right off. But no, it was great. I poured it into a couple containers yesterday, and
that flex paste stuff is good, man. That flex all stuff.
What do you use it for, though?
Well, you know, I fill in holes and things of that nature.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Just around the office?
Yeah. I use it for my IFP in my ear.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hold it together.
That. I can understand that. That makes sense. But you were just filling in holes around the studio. I don't think that's...
Just never know what they're little critters, little rodents running around.
Critters?
Critters, yeah.
You're catching critters?
I'm not catching critters. I'm just keeping them out of my office. Like, there's like little holes in the corner sometimes.
And you fill it up.
I just flex all that crap up. Don't have to worry about it
anymore. Interesting.
I just got to hope that the critter is not inside when I'm doing it.
Is it a tube?
Tube, yeah, it's a tube.
Just squeeze the flex all.
Oh, that stuff is awesome.
All right. All right, good. Good to know. All right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
What's up, Jerry?
Brought to you by Winters Brothers Waste Systems, creating a cleaner and greener Long Island. To learn more, visit wintersbros.com. Lost night with no offensive punch for the Mets at Citi Field.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a tip into the glove of Vasquez, strike three. Garrett Richards has been excellent tonight. For the Red Sox, that's 10 strikeouts for Richards and a 1-2-3-7.
Yeah. And he tips his cap to his girlfriend in the front row, Amelia Earhart.
Perhaps. Maybe that's why they were distracted. Wow, she's alive. 2-1. They lost to the Red Sox. They fall to 9-9. Rafael Devers and Bobby Dalbec provide the offense for Boston. And Richard, 7 innings, 10 strikeouts. That was his last one of the night. Here is Luis Rojas. So why in the hell doesn't this team score?
Runners in scoring position is the biggest thing right now. It's almost like it's still hunting us. We just got to simplify things a little more and stay within ourselves.
Within ourselves. It would be good, though, if they're, you know, $300 million man, actually more than that, Francisco Lindor would do something. Rojas believes all will be fine eventually.
We just play game 18 now, you know, out of 162. So, and I think he's just going to come to one day where he clicks and he's going
to
be hot.
Wouldn't it be nice to see one of these teams, whether it's the Mets or the Yankees, get out to like a 22-10 start rather than this, you know, 9-9, blah, 10-13 crap, which is what it's been. Now, if you want good news, Jeff McNeil did hit a home run.
Swing feels really good. It feels really strong. You know, I took one of the best, you know, batting practices, you know, of my career today. You know, it felt you know, tremendous. And then, you know, was able to carry that into the
and
game.
And more good news on this positive Wednesday. Jacob DeGrom starts tonight.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. DeGrom and Nick Pivetta in the very quick two-game series finale.
6:40 game tonight.
What's that?
6:40 game start.
Yes, love that.
I love it too.
The game that
I'm
starts
right there with
prior
you, Jerry. I love it too.
So awesome, especially for us the dopes that got to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You wanted to say old dopes, didn't you? You almost said old.
I was, yes, because we are. Luis Rojas with Carton and Roberts at 5 p.m. later
Another
today.
Another guest?
Well, yeah, every week, Luis Rojas and Aaron Boone.
I mean, how many guests do they have?
At least two.
A couple a day.
Well, who's the other guest today?
They have a TikTok guest, don't they?
They still do that?
I think they phased that out.
They did? Why that wasn't working?
Not sure.
They were kicking K's ass, and they figured out we don't need that anymore?
We don't need him anymore.
Okay.
Used them and tossed them to the side.
We got the 18-year-olds. We're good?
Now they're going to eat a hot gummy or something today.
Oh, I got it. You know what? That reminded me.
This looks fun.
I get a text last night. Who is the EMT that you guys use for the boneless buffalo wing contest? Because we now need to have one on site for Evan Roberts eating the hot gummy. Yes. So that guy.
So when he's eating one hot gummy,
the hottest gummy bear in the world.
And what is the hottest gummy bear in the world? I've never even heard of this.
It's probably got the ghost pepper in it or whatever it is. I don't know. I guess apparently it took a long time to get delivered. In some sort of Amazon issue, but it's been delivered, and Evan's going to eat it, and they have to have an EMT on hand. So that kid's going to get Brian McKeon. He's going to get some more run as if he could show up again and be the EMT.
Did you reach back out to Tommy? Or did Tommy reach out to you or something? Because he texted me, but I was long asleep.
So, no, I don't know why Tommy didn't text me. I got it from Izzo. Izzo texted me, says, Tommy needs help. I'm like, Tommy's got people now?
So now Izzo is working for Tommy Lugauer?
Like,
is that
geez.
The way this is working around here?
I was like, Tommy can't reach out on his own to me. He's got to go through you? This is pathetic.
Let me just real quick on this hottest gummy bear. One of the first things that pops up is, can the world's hottest gummy bear kill you?
Craig's hoping yes.
Oh, man.
So it comes up, and there's a Google. I don't know where this is from, but it's the internet, so it's got to be true. Although one little nitro gummy bear probably won't kill you, it will leave your mouth, throat, and stomach feeling like they're on fire.
And Evan has decided to eat one of these things?
Yep, that's right.
He's very cocky about it as well.
Why is he doing this?
I don't think he was expecting to actually do it, to be quite honest. Yeah. It's called Lil Nitro.
Lil Nitro, okay.
Yes. I'm assuming this. Do you think it's possible that Craig sneaks some weed into the comedy?
Not this time.
Hey, this isn't so hot.
If this doesn't kill Evan, you'll see, like, all right, we're going to go play out in the newsroom where I put some landmines out there.
Anyway, see, that's 4 o'clock, right, Al?
Yes, 4 o'clock.
So there you go. 4 o'clock, you get Evan and the gummy. 5 o'clock, you get Luis Rojas.
Wrecked him.
Yeah, well, that might be a problem, too.
That could be a problem.
Yes, it might be. No problems for the Yankees last night as they beat the Orioles.
1-1. Cut on and ripped to left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. A Judgian blast. He had a line drive to left. And left field in Camden Yards yields a lot of home runs. So Judge comes around third and Here comes the judge.
All rise. That really wasn't high at all. It was a low-line drive that got out
of the
blink.
But he ripped it, man. And that was great. And I'm happy that for once somewhere around here has got some balls, and they're playing Kyle Higashioka. He deserves to play. That kid deserves to be out there every single game. He should be the starting catcher.
He's going to be more times than not.
No, I mean, but he should be.
Lucas finally came around. Hey. Welcome to the right side of things, Boomer.
No, wait a minute. Time out. I've been on that guy since last year.
Yeah, but every time that
I was on Austin
Sanchez.
Romine. I wish Austin Romine would have stayed here. Yeah, but now all of a sudden, this guy has been
Hiroshiakioka.
Yeah.
You were always hanging on to the Sanchez. You were. Anytime I brought it up about sitting him or crushing him, you give the guy a break, will you? That's what you would say. Well,
am I behind him?
No, I didn't say give the guy a break.
Yes, you did. You said give the guy a break. That's what you would say.
That's what it sounds like.
I was editing Jerry Jones before when that happened.
Yes.
What noise is that?
It's Boomer trying to wake himself up from a nightmare.
That came out of your mouth?
Yep.
Yes. Because it came out of my. I think that's what came out of my mouth last night.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's funny.
I'm going to send that to the University of Maryland. I'm going to put that in the Hall of Fame of broadcasters down there.
Yankees wound up winning 5-1. Gio Urshela drove in a couple of runs, and Higgy did homer as well. And as we found out before the game, Aaron Boone, he has earned more playing time and will get more playing time. Here was Boone. So Judge homers, he doesn't play the ninth inning. He came out. He's got soreness. So a reporter was looking for clarification, and the question is actually funny and true.
But Judge, you described as lower body stuff. Is that like feet, knees, hamstring, waist?
Right, probably a little all of it. I think he's,
all of it.
Just a little beat up on the trip.
Come on, dude.
Beat up on the trip.
Can we stop already?
Right. Wait a minute.
This is embarrassing.
Is he serious?
Yeah,
he was dead serious. Yeah. And he said all of it. He named four things.
Right. So he got
wastes, knees, waist, balls.
Now, can I ask you a question?
Paint. Yeah, all of it. Yeah, all of it.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What kind of field is out there in Cleveland?
Grass. Nice.
What kind
soft
of field
grass
is down there in Baltimore?
It's all grass.
Soft. I can understand maybe if they were playing on turf or something.
It's a lot of standing around, Boomer.
Yeah. Come on, Aaron.
Little
man,
beat up.
Don't let the manager say this crap.
A little beat up from the trip. He's like 6'7", 280 pounds.
Was it like he was playing the Cleveland Browns? They were playing the Indians, right? Didn't they play the Indians?
A little beat up from the trip, man. Lay off him,
It really is something, but whatever.
Well, I mean, if you're right, if you're a Yankee fan, you're just like,
I know, what's going on? This guy's supposed to, he is supposed to be a guy who's going to end up in Monument Park.
Hey, we're the Yankees, not the Nets.
Yeah, that's who Aaron Judge is supposed to be. The next Monument. He's the face of our franchise. He's big. He's huge. He represents the Yankees. And this is what we got?
He's sore.
Lower body soreness for the second time?
He looks good in the uniform, though. I got to admit.
He does look good in the uniform.
He'd be like the first guy off the bus, and then followed by Stanton.
Yeah. You know what? The Yankees should go out and get Franmil Reyes and have those guys 3, 4, 5.
Eventually they will.
Yeah, probably.
By the way, Stanton did homer, too, in the, I think it was the seventh inning last night. Yankees did trade the Sock Man.
Very on brand for him, Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, I know. The Sock Man goes to San Francisco, Mike Tauchman, for Wandy Peralta, a relief pitcher. Domingo Germán makes the start later tonight on the Fan after Carton and Roberts at 6:25. Blue Jays beat the Nationals 9-5. Three home runs for Vlad Guerrero Jr., including a grand slam. He drove in 7. Also of note, Jerry Blevins did announce his retirement. Nets beat the Raptors 116-103. They had 7 players in double figures, including Jeff Green, who led the way with 22. So many contributors off the bench for Steve Nash's club.
Yeah, they were great. Tyler, Mike James was great. We played with a little more pace and made it, I think, more difficult for them.
They certainly did. Blake Griffin had 17 as well. Nets did clinch a playoff spot with the win. They're 42-20 on the season. The Knicks are 34-28. They've won 9 of 10. Tonight they take on the Bulls. They got some help last night as the Hornets, and not that they really need it, but the Celtics and Hornets both lost. Thunder beat Boston 119-115 on the road. They snap a 14-game losing streak. Boston has dropped 4 of 5, and the Hornets have hit the skids. They've dropped 7 of 10, lose to the Bucks 114-104. Also, the Mavericks had that 28-0 run as they beat the Warriors Warriors 133-103. The NFL draft is tomorrow night, first round anyway. Cowboys, I believe, have the 10th pick overall. Here was Jerry Jones' pre-draft press conference yesterday, giving us the Cowboy philosophy.
I think the real thing to do is don't be stupid.
So they're going to try not to be stupid tomorrow. That's good. That's and good. Try and take a good pick as opposed to...
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, Jerry. How about the fact that you got 10, 11, and 12 all NFC East teams?
How about that?
How about that?
How about
bro?
That?
Yes.
So if the Giants want somebody and the Cowboys take them, then what?
Balls.
Yeah. Sean Lee, by the way, a couple of days ago, did announce his retirement as well. Capitals shut out the Islanders 1-0. Daniel Sprong scored the game's Dutch. Only goal, came in the first period. Rangers beat the Sabres
3-1. The Islanders.
And the Rangers remain 4 points behind Boston. Bruins beat the Penguins 3-1, but you have called this over, so it's over.
Well, we're 5 points behind the Islanders, too, by the way, and we play them twice more.
Very good point. Devils beat the Flyers 6-4. I'll just give you this one Matty Lachlan empty netter.
McLeod after it. Can't clear. Now picks it up. Lifts it in the air with six. And that should do it. Maltsev into the empty net. He scores!
Wow.
Not bad for an empty net goal.
Jeez. Yeah. He really went over the top. Yeah, that's the longest one of the year.
What, they have a 10-game losing streak?
Yeah. They did, yes. They did. But they got a win last night, so good for them. Yegor Sharangovich snapped the 4-4 tie in the third.
They wore their Christmas uniforms last night.
And right. And one other thing that I found very interesting, Boomer, because we've had this conversation before. This is off hockey now. How about the fact that the Burning Man Festival has been canceled?
Yeah, I know. I wanted to take you guys to that.
I know you did. So there will be no nude dancing this year either for any of us.
Yeah. Maybe next year. You guys want to go next year?
Sure.
I'm not committing to that just yet.
I'm in. I want to go out there.
I need
strip
dates.
Down naked in a dust storm, take some ecstasy, and start dancing around.
And then I look for Bushy McBush. There might be a lot of that at that festival. I'm interested in Bushy McBush. Gotta like it. So, yeah, so they canceled that because of the ongoing pandemic. They don't have enough time. Even with people getting vaccinated, there's not enough time to get it ready and set for, I guess, this summer when it would be. So, not happening.
What is happening? Outside, like in the biggest field in the world, like it's in the desert. It's not indoors, isn't it? Like in this big open space.
Yeah, yeah, man. Smoking dope, drinking beers, and good times.
Oh, that's a shame.
I told you that vehicle. You remember that vehicle I was looking at to get us?
The RV.
I know.
Yeah, that was really high-end RV, though.
Yes.
We had all these plans, man. We were going to Burning Man, and we were going to stop at Carson Palmer's on the way out there and hang out at his home in Idaho. We were doing everything. And then the pandemic hit. Now we do nothing. That's it.
And Al is the happiest man alive.
You're right, I know.
We don't play softball anymore. Did you guys actually quit on me?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was the Chinese who created coronavirus in a lab. I think it was Al.
Keeps me indoors.
Greatest thing that ever happened to him. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
The guys who did Billy Jocalone's hair tattoo are now advertising on the show.
Oh, nice.
I think that's awesome. So we're very happy to have that be a part of a partnership that we are starting. It's Scalp Micro USA, and I'll do the read coming up. But it says on the log, if Billy is available, have him come into the studio.
To talk about it for another 5 minutes?
Yeah, but I mean, I was like, wait, we're going to pull Billy out of the newsroom every time I do this read and put him in here?
No.
Is that what we're supposed to do?
What the log says.
Evidently.
No, is Billy getting compensated for this, I hope?
I don't know. Billy did come to me for advice on being compensated.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
He went to you on advice because you get compensated for your hour morning show.
Well, don't for that, but for other, you know, for commercial endorsements as we do, you know.
Oh, yes.
But so he told me, he said, should I go to Gelb or should I go to, you know, the head guy? I said, go to Gelb. He was a producer like you.
Yeah.
He could work a deal for
and
me.
And he'll schmooze the
he'll
whole
schmooze
thing over.
It over.
Yeah, he'll figure it out.
Well, I hope so.
Gelb said he was going to give him something like a gift card, one of those universal gift cards or something. I think that's what he's going to get.
Oh, okay. So he can use anywhere?
He can use anywhere.
All right.
Yeah.
Something.
I believe it was for $6.
Oh,
$6 Visa gift card.
Fast food meal or something.
Yeah, something like that. But what's that whole thing, gift horse mouth, you know, one of those deals? No, hopefully Billy gets taken care of. But it was awesome, man.
At the end of the day, it's all happened because of Billy.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. No, why he needs to be compensated.
And by the way, he paid for that.
He did.
He paid for that.
He should at least get the next one.
Some slap around here better realize that.
On the That's what he needs to do is make sure whenever he gets it filled in or darkened that the next one, on the
I got you. Johnny on the Whitestone. Johnny, what's happening?
What's up, John? Boomer and Gio, what's up?
What's up, John?
What's going on, kid?
All right, so I haven't really been able to understand the whole weed in the car situation, but this morning we had a very active roadway. We had the box out on a two-road highway where someone was aggressively trying to get in front. Two cars teamed up together, not allowing the car to pass. I'm observing the whole thing. I'm getting tons of weed coming into my car. I'm on the way to work. My dog's going bananas in the back. It's madness. I can't believe what's going on.
I told you. You think I was kidding? You know, it's craziness, and people are driving like maniacs.
Yeah, yesterday, Southern State Parkway, two cars that looked like it was straight off the set of Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift started flying by me, and I couldn't believe it. They must have been going 95 to 100 miles an hour.
Easily.
You know, it had that different sound, too, because
they put those special little mufflers on those little cars.
Yeah.
And just so it makes it sound loud, just to piss everybody off.
Right.
Just whipping in and out of traffic.
It's like the two of them were like, hey, let's just go on the Southern State Parkway and act like it is the Bushy McBush 500.
You know, the amazing thing is that you have that in New York City now, but you have it with dirt bikes and ATVs.
Yeah.
Whipping up and down the streets. Like, I'm like, where are these things coming from?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
an ATV is out is for the woods, right? It's like out in the country, so, not on Fifth Avenue coming down. You know, Fifth Avenue going 100 miles an hour.
I have a friend who teaches in the Bronx, and he says that that's what's going on around his school all school day, like all hours. So he gets there, and at like 7 o'clock in the morning, there's some guy outside like, popping wheelies,
yeah.
And he's parking his car to go teach third grade science. Wow! And he's like, what am I doing? Yeah. What am I doing?
Well, it's going all out through Manhattan. To, you know, the mayor's all over this one.
It's like everything, like the Rough Riders ever since DMX passed.
Yes.
Like everybody's gotten on the ATVs and they're going around everywhere. It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's dangerous too. Jason in Sayville. Jason, what's happening?
Hey, Gio, how you doing?
Hey, Jason, what's up, man?
Good morning.
Are you the Jason from the Portly Villager?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You. So Jason gave me this shirt.
Oh, nice.
The Portly Villager shirt.
I like it.
I am now also, I think it's sort of a perfect thing because I live in Sayville. I am now the Portly Villager, so I go to the Portly Villager.
And
it's
when
perfect.
You walk in, it's like, hey, Gio.
Well, I don't
you
actually
have. You got your own seat and everything right there at
no,
the bar?
No, not quite yet. I'm working myself in there. You know, there's a couple of different places I have to frequent because I love. But, yeah, I've only been to the Portly twice, and they've been great.
So awesome. Let me ask Jason this. Jason, Jason, big news that Gio's in the, moved into Sayville now. You would know because you own the Portly Villager or work there at least.
Yeah.
You would hear the scuttlebutt of the neighborhood.
Yes, I know all the scuttlebutt. Yeah, it's very exciting that he moved into town, but every time I've met him, he's just a normal, down-to-earth good guy. We've had, you know, had a lot of fun.
Do you see a Gio burger on the menu in the future?
We might have to make him a special sandwich at the Portly. We don't do burgers. We just big, hearty sandwiches.
Is do they have a Columbus Day parade in Sayville, do you know?
No, I think so.
Nothing yeah. like that. Well, Gio's really good at being an ambassador of parades and the Grand Marshal. So if there's a parade or something to be had, make sure Gio gets involved, okay?
Yeah, you have to show the back of the shirt there. Big fat fun, Gio.
That's what it says on the back. Big fat fun. Oh, this is like the perfect shirt for me. I mean, come on. When you think of me, don't you think big fat and fun?
I don't think that way.
Well, Jason, listen.
Are you guys doing a dress thing tomorrow night?
Yeah, we are. So we'll be on the air after the Nets broadcast ends. I think about 9:30 or something, so I don't know. But only be on the radio and streaming, so.
We're throwing a big draft party at the Portly. We wanted to invite you. Sal's working.
Oh, man. Oh, I love Sal. Yeah.
Why don't you go there at 8 o'clock? It's fine.
Well, that's right. I could.
And you're
I'm
right
not
going to
be.
Road.
Yeah, I'm going to be. I'm actually doing the show from home, Jason, so I could pop in there.
I love your wave in your when you went over there to New Jersey.
Yeah.
You have a great wave.
Look at the thumbs up. Look at that.
Look at that. Two hands up and waving.
Yeah. Is it okay if I did that draft show in the bag?
I don't see why not.
We were thinking you should do it from the Portly.
You know what? Let me ask. I'm going to run that by the boss who hates us right now. So it'll probably be no, but I'm going to run it by him.
Okay.
I'm going to say that would be great. Can I hardwire my... Comrex box in there. Do you have like an internet thing I could plug into?
I'm sure we could work that out. Yeah.
All right. You know what, Jason? I got to get your number anyway. So just hold on. Give Al your number and then I'll text you. All right.
All right. You guys have a good day.
All right. You too.
All right. Jason.
Yeah. Jason's a super fan. Like he's.
See, you got everybody fired up in Sayville, man. It's great. I love to see that.
Well, all kidding aside, though, I am happy that it's been well received.
Yeah.
Because you don't know. You know what's going to happen.
You never know.
Who's going to do what or who's going to be into you being there or not. But, no, everybody's been great. It's the friendliest neighborhood in America. It really is. That's what I hear. That's what they say.
No, it's friendly, all right.
It's the friendliest thing. It's so friendly.
So friendly that
seems
like there's pairs of Adirondack chairs all over the place.
Right, very good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.